The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, another sad story concerning a pastor who took his own life. Fortunately, these stories are not common, but as we often say, one is far too many. In the last 5 years, we have actually seen several pastors of significant-sized churches who have chosen to take their life. The latest, evidently this happened Friday evening, Pastor Darren Patrick. I was not familiar with him, and I probably should have been, because evidently he has written several books, was very, very popular on the speaking circuit, was a rising star at one time in Southern Baptist circles. He was one of the pastors of the Seacoast Church, which is a multi-site church in South Carolina, and I believe they have a branch in Missouri somewhere as well. Huge thing, exploding in growth, the Seacoast Church. I've heard of that. This man, I started to say young man, he was 49, and that's young, founded the Journey Church in Missouri several years ago. It absolutely exploded in growth. And I don't know all the details. I don't need to, but he founded a church. The church just blew up in size, you know, exploded in growth, became an expert on church planting, was going all over the country, participating in seminars on church planting and so forth. And then several years ago, he was fired. The church, in their public release, said it was immorality. I don't know the details. Don't need to know any of the details. But he was dismissed on very serious moral grounds. He left ministry for a time, not very long, and went through a restoration process, came back, and was a rising star again, writing books, lecturing on planning churches and so forth, and was considered an expert on church planting. Friday night, he was out target shooting with a friend, is what is being reported. In fact, quote, Darren was target shooting with a friend at the time of his death. An official cause of death has not been released. It appears to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. No foul play is suspected. Seacoast Church shared in an update Friday evening after announcing his death earlier in the day and so on. Here's the reason I bring this up. Obviously, he was dealing with personal issues, emotional issues, mental issues. He was dealing, obviously, and I don't know this, but it would seem evident that he was dealing with depression. Which brings me to what I say often and probably not often enough. Number one, top of the list concerning depression. We have got to remove the stigma in the church from depression. We have to do that. We have to remove the stigma in the church concerning depression. It's unwarranted, it is unbiblical, and it can be deadly. All right? People do suffer from depression. One of the greatest preachers of all time, C.H. Spurgeon, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, called the Prince of Preachers, suffered from horrible, debilitating depression, deep, deep, dark depression. Martin Luther dealt with horrible, debilitating depression. Yeah, Martin Luther. I don't know whether the story is true or not, but it has been reported in multiple places that one day, Martin Luther's wife came into the house dressed completely head to toe in black. And Martin Luther looked at her and said, "What are you doing?" She said, "I'm grieving. I'm mourning death." And Martin Luther says, "Well, who died?" And his wife said, "Well, looking at you, I thought it was God that died." I am absolutely convinced that David, the psalmist, the great king of Israel, battled with deep depression. You cannot read the Psalms with an open mind and not come away with the fact that David dealt with depression. It's a part of life. And we've got to remove the stigma from the church. Well, just pray more. Sometimes you're so depressed you can't pray. Well, just read your Bible more. Sometimes you are so depressed you can't read your Bible. You can't just read it away, and sometimes you can't pray it away. And yes, sometimes, in fact, even often, medical intervention is necessary. And yes, medication. Are antidepressants overprescribed in America? Yes, they are. Are they wrong for a Christian to take? Absolutely not. Not if it's controlled, not if it's prescribed and overseen strictly by a loving, caring, knowledgeable physician. And many of you have heard me say this. Please forgive the repetition, but this is important. All right? I'm diabetic. I don't hide it. I'm not proud of it, but I'm not ashamed of it either. My pancreas doesn't work right. My dad was a diabetic. Runs in my family, okay? I have a defective pancreas. It doesn't work right. So I take medication. I see a doctor on a regular basis because of my diabetes. Now, the brain is an organ of the body just like my pancreas. The difference, the brain is probably 10,000 times more complex than the pancreas. So if the pancreas can be deficient and affect my body, are you going to tell me that the brain can't be deficient in some way, chemically or otherwise? That's foolish. So that's number one. We got to get rid of the stigma. We must. And number two, if you're dealing with depression, get help. Get help. Be honest. Face it. Don't hide it. Don't be ashamed of it. Don't boast about it. But get the help that you need. Here is another pastor who has taken his life and left behind a wife and I think two children, possibly three children, and a congregation of people that are just shattered. Suicide is never the answer. Never. Never the answer. Never, never, never. the devil may try to convince you that your family will be better off without you. That's a lie out of the pit of hell. Your family will not be better off without you. The world will not be better off without you. The devil will try to convince you that it's the easy way out. The devil will try to convince you it's the only way out. It is not. Pray for the family. The last name is Patrick. Wife's name is Amy. Pray for this church. They are reeling. It's a very, very large church. This is not a small church. It's a huge mega church. He was not the senior pastor. He was one of the teaching pastors. Very, very popular. And that church is going to be reeling. The entire community is going to be reeling. You pray for them. And again, get the help that you need. Don't be ashamed or embarrassed. God can get you through it.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh, my goodness. This time of the program every day, I'm trying to figure out what to finish with. I've got probably 20 stories that I'd like to share with you. Let me hit this one really quick because this is, I think, very important concerning the future of our country. There is more and more and more of a push from the liberal left. And seriously, that ought to tell you everything you need to know. Because most of you know, the liberal left destroys everything it touches. I don't know of any exception. The liberal left destroys everything it touches, whether it's theology, politics, and certainly a nation. There is more and more of a push from the liberal left for a total mail-in election. Total mail-in this coming November. Why? Because of the COVID thing. Now, think about this. In the height of the pandemic crisis, we could figure out a way to get people into Costco, Home Depot, Lowe's, Kroger's, Giant Eagle, liquor stores. We could figure out a way to get people safely into those right in the middle of the pandemic. You mean to tell me that by the time November rolls around, we can't figure out a way to get people safely into polling places? Well, there might be long lines. Yeah, there were at Home Depot also. Now, common sense, folks. Can you imagine the potential for fraud with pure mail-in ballots? Joy and I voted for the second time in our 50-year marriage absentee ballot in this last primary because that's the only way we could vote. Okay? The in-person election was canceled like the night before. And that's something we have discussed. But anyway, so we requested our ballot and so forth, filled it out, mailed it in. We voted. But as I was filling it out, I was thinking, anybody could fill this out. Anybody could. The potential for fraud is unbelievable. And yet, California has already decided. Already. California has decided no polling stations, only mail-in ballots. That's it. That's all. Only mail-in. And we're seeing a cry rising up. I have not heard a single person from the right, a conservative, a Republican, and I'm sure they're there. I just haven't heard any. The only ones I have heard crying for the mail-in ballots, the liberal left, and I, again, my personal opinion, I think I know why. And then there's this. Talk about the bias in the media. Meet the Press yesterday. Chuck Todd, NBC's Chuck Todd, aired part, and that's the important thing, part of an interview from Catherine Herridge. Now, it's interesting. This is NBC's Meet the Press. Chuck Todd on NBC's Meet the Press aired portions of an interview with CBS's Catherine Herridge. And it was an interview with Attorney General Barr. And, of course, the news media hates Barr almost as much as they hate Donald Trump. So the topic was the Department of Justice dismissing the charges against Michael Flynn. So here's the bizarre thing. Chuck Todd airs an edited clip that looks like Attorney General Barr was making light of the whole thing and laughing about it. In fact, after he played the clip, Chuck Todd said he was struck by the cynicism of the answer. Now, what you didn't know if you watched Meet the Press is that it was a deceptive edit. And immediately after the portion that Chuck Todd aired, Attorney General Barr was not dismissive at all, but absolutely emphatic that the reason why the Justice Department did what they did was because the decision upheld, and I'm quoting, the rule of law. So in other words, the most important part of the interview, the part of the interview that really expressed the opinion of the Department of Justice, was omitted. I'm sure that was a mistake. By the way, NBC has admitted that they were wrong in editing the clip. Hey, have a great evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.